You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm happy that you can be with us today. As I had a special friend, Emily Bourne, share with me about Cooper. Now, Cooper is in Tennessee, and he had a tethered spinal cord and just recently had to have a permanent catheter placed. Emily shared with me about Cooper because she knows that our listeners truly care about others and want to make a difference in the lives of others. And so I reached out after Emily messaged and asked if Jordan and Sean Burdett wanted to join me here on the show. And right now I have Cooper's mom, Jordan, on the line with me. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jordan.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to share some of our story and tell a little bit about Cooper.
Absolutely. And there may be those, including myself, when we talk about having a tethered spinal cord, what that means.
Okay, yes. So your spinal cord should move freely in your spinal column, and his was stuck. And in his case, it was stuck to like fatty tissue. He had a fatty phylum. And so as he grew, it was really stretching, and it's kind of like being stretched from the inside out. And so it damages nerves that, you know, your spinal cord really has a lot to do with being able to use the bathroom. And so it affected him, his bowels and his bladder, and now his bladder. But it also caused like a lot of spasticity in his legs. So one of the main ways it affects him is it causes really painful spasticity in his legs. kind of like someone with cerebral palsy. When he was first born, a doctor in the hospital said, hey, he's got a sacral dimple and a wide gluteal cleft. You may want to do some imaging on that. And so I was like, okay. But then when I brought it up to our pediatrician at the time, he wasn't concerned about it. And so I was kind of like, okay. But then I started noticing things about Cooper that just kind of felt off. So he never really seemed like he wanted to put weight on his legs. You know, a lot of babies, they want to sit on your lap and kind of try to stand while you're holding them. And he never wanted to put weight on his legs. And even if you tried, he just wouldn't. And so he had some of the physical markers of tethered spinal cord. And so I kind of went back a couple times mentioning that, not really getting anywhere. And I actually had joined a Facebook group that really helped me advocate for him. And so I finally went back and I just said, hey, I want a referral to a neurosurgeon. I need a referral to a neurosurgeon. Kind of like, I'm not leaving until I get one. I just need to make sure that he doesn't have this, because there's just a lot. He was staying very stiff all the time, like with his lower body. When he did learn to crawl, he just dragged his lower body behind him. And so I finally got a referral to a neurosurgeon, and we got an MRI. And I had already decided that I was going to send his MRI to a surgeon at Boston Children's Hospital that is just well known for looking at not just the MRI, but the entire child to decide if he thinks they have tethered spinal cord. And he's a great surgeon. And so I ended up sending that MRI off to him, and we went for an appointment and we got a diagnosis at 1 year. But I'm so thankful. Advocating can be so hard. I'm very thankful that I pushed through and I had people kind of believe in me and build me up, even though, you know, it kind of felt like I was like, hey, I think something's wrong with my kid. And it was like, no, everything's fine. But I had one person that said, Jordan, you have to take him to Boston, push through. Like, you didn't think anything was wrong with my older child. And I'm really thankful to have, you know, even just one person back me up to be like, no, you wouldn't think something was wrong. So it's worth the investigation.
That is amazing, Jordan, that you did not give up. And I know that I've talked to parents before and caretakers that just knew that there was something beyond what they were getting with the first medical opinion, and they continued to push until they actually found out the true diagnosis.
It's so hard. And I started taking him to, like, I took him to a couple different pediatricians, and then we talked to a neurologist and a neurosurgeon, and I was starting to feel discouraged, like, maybe I am just thinking something. And then I thought, no, I know that I'm not. One thing that really helped me advocate for him was, at some point along the road, he became, well, really when he started standing, because he eventually started standing, but that's when his pain started, and he would just scream all night long. And me and my husband were just like, what do we do? We were using Tylenol and Motrin, and we're like, how long can we do that? And we're like, you know, when people would say, like a doctor would say, we don't think it's tethered spinal cord, I'd say, okay, well, what's next? Because something's causing this. But there wasn't really any help in that area. And I'm so thankful to Dr. Benjamin Worf at Boston Children's Hospital, because he just, like, hung on my every word and, like, asked me a bunch of questions. And you could tell he genuinely cared. And I felt like, even as we were talking, even if he didn't think it was that, he might help me figure out what is wrong and why my child's in so much pain. And I was very thankful to have found him and everything. He was a great match for us.
Going back to the group that you found on Facebook, how did you find this particular group?
When the doctor in the hospital had mentioned that he had the physical markers, once I had looked up what condition those physical markers went with, I had kind of read those. And so it's kind of in the back of my mind, but once our previous pediatrician said he wasn't worried about it, it kind of, those condition was still kind of in my mind. So I went ahead and joined the group. And what I found a lot was a lot of parents that we were all kind of dealing with the same thing, like our kid having these neurological symptoms. And it's not always easy to see on an MRI when you're your cord is tethered. And so they were just very great about helping me advocate and get my MRI and get that. They have like a list of doctors that are known to know about the condition, and that was very helpful. But basically, often people, they'll just say, oh, you know, it's fine. Or, like you can do an ultrasound, but I think it's like 3 months is the cutoff and then your bones have hardened, so you can't see. So like when I had first went, I had been told to go get this ultrasound, but it was after he would have been too old, so you wouldn't see anything anyways. And they were great to be like, no, stand firm. You know, that's after the cutoff, you wouldn't be able to see it. And when I went for the ultrasound, the person that did the ultrasound said, I don't know why you're here. You're not going to be able to see anything because his bones are already hardened. And I'm like, that's what I've been told. But the group just really helped me stand firm in the fact that I knew something wasn't right. And it may not be this, but I'm the one that's going to have to live with if I don't push it further. And the doctors that weren't really listening, they are going to sleep just fine at night. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one that's going to have to explain, you know. So I saw that we were all kind of had the same, and some people got diagnosed really quick, but there was just a lot of people that had gotten blown off. And with tethered cord, most of the time, unfortunately, once the damage is done, you can't go back from it. Releasing the spinal cord doesn't undo previous damage. So that's why it's important to advocate, because you can't go back from it. So even if he didn't have it, it would have been worth the investigation, the fight, just to rule it out.
So timing is everything, Jordan.
It is. It's of the essence. And right now, since his bladder has stopped working, we are in the process of waiting to hear back from Boston to see if they believe he's retethered. It's usually a low chance, but it does happen. And some kids have to have multiple surgeries to release the cord. And then sometimes you have one surgery and then you go on and you're fine. And it really varies. Like some people have tethered spinal cord and it's released and they are fine. And some people lived with it like their whole life and found out as an adult when they started having problems. And some people, like my son, was in like insane pain from like about 6 months, I would say. So there's no way we could have we knew something was wrong. But then some people don't find out till they're an adult. Some people are part-time wheelchair users because their endurance is just very low. And then some people can get the surgery and live a pretty active lifestyle without any sort of mobility issues, I guess I would word it.
How old is Cooper as we speak right now?
He will be 3.5 in June.
The reason I am talking to you right now is because of our mutual friend Emily Bourne. And one of the things that she had mentioned was that she had never heard of this before either, and thought that maybe listeners and others need to hear about tethered spinal cord and understand if they run into a situation like you did, they could have the information, the tools in front of them, because timing is so important.
I think that's great. And I think it could easily make someone nervous because sacral dimples are so are pretty common. But if you're seeing like a sacral dimple with a wide gluteal cleft or a fat pad or a patch of hair or a midline birthmark like on the back or on the butt or any of the neurological markers, you know, together, then I think that's important to investigate. And also, I think investigating when they're still under that age where you can just get an ultrasound, you know, that would have been not invasive. He wouldn't have had to been put to sleep. And it could have, you know, got us some information very early on.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Jordan Burdett. She is a mother to Cooper, who will be 3.5 in just a few months. He has tethered spinal cord. This is something that's new to me. It was new to Emily Bourne, and I know that it was new to the Burdett family at some point too, but Jordan has shared about how she fought to be able to get the correct diagnosis for Cooper, and that's so important at such a young age. We're going to have Jordan go with us in the next segment, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation and talk about Cooper and his tethered spinal cord and what this family has done to try to help Cooper progress with this diagnosis. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to Jordan Burdett. We're talking about her three-year-old son, Cooper, and his tethered spinal cord. It was something that she had to really push and fight for to get the correct diagnosis, but because of someone who was a supporter of her and encouraged her to do that, she was able to get the correct diagnosis, and now, hopefully, Cooper's on the right track with the treatment that's being done for him. What would you say about that, Jordan? Are you on the right track?
We're getting there. Recently, his bladder has stopped working, and so he's been in the hospital, I think, like 12 times this month. It's been a hard month. We were trying to do intermittent cathing, and then we were struggling to do that, and the hospital was struggling to do that, so we decided to put in a it's kind of like a super pubic catheter, but technically they use like a G-tube button on it, so it's very cool because it can be plugged, so if he is able to go to the restroom on his own, he can. But what we were finding was we were thinking he was having good diapers, and then when we would go to drain him, he would be over bladder capacity. And so now we just have like a draining schedule. But due to that catheter, even though we love it so much and it's been life changing, because we're not having to intermittent cath him, he's been struggling with bladder spasms. And so his body is trying to push that catheter out of his bladder. And he has just been in the most pain I've ever seen anyone in my entire life. It's been really debilitating. And so we've gotten, a lot of help, and thankfully for this, we've had, people really step up and help us and try and get this figured out. And so right now we have him on, I think, like 4 different medicines to try and get those spasms under control. And he seems to be doing better right now. And then if for some reason this does not end up working, we have the option of doing Botox injections into his bladder to try and get him some relief. So I'm feeling better the last couple of days because he's doing so much better. But this month has just been such a hard month for him. And he is just pure sunshine through it all. And every morning when he wakes me up, he says, Mama, good day. And I'm like, yes, it's going to be a good day. And I just think that's incredible that he can just know we're going to make it a good day, even when he's been in just incredible amounts of pain all day and all night. And still he wakes up saying it's going to be a good day.
Jordan, I know it makes you wonder how a 3-year-old has that ability when a lot of us who are much older go through a lot less and don't wake up and say, have a good day. But what is it about Cooper that allows him to do this through the pain, to be able to have that kind of positive attitude?
I think part of it is, unfortunately, it's all he's ever known. I think he's had pain since the very beginning of life. But I also think that he just has the personality that he wants to make people laugh. He's low verbal. But he says a lot without saying very much, if that makes sense. He's very expressive, and he's very kind and funny, and he's always trying to make us laugh. So he would, one thing too is, you know, he would really watch us and say like, I'm okay. But he's just has the ability to really make people feel special too. I've had people that don't even know me from a school say, are you Cooper's mom? He gives the best hugs. Like, I've never met, like, he can just make people feel so special, even with just a hug. And he's just a ray of sunshine.
That is incredible. And I know that that has an effect on everyone around him, because if you have a bad attitude going in, and you see a 3-year-old like that, that definitely has to change your perspective on life. And I know it probably has for you and your husband, Sean, to be able to look at life differently through Cooper's eyes.
It does. And he's great about lightening the mood if things feel heavy, because there has been times we've gotten down in between this, taking care of him and figuring out what his needs are as they've changed over the last couple of months. In between that, we found out my daughter had a rare condition that's like 1 in 2 million called DOPA responsive dystonia. So we were kind of just processing that very new condition that's like a progressive muscular condition. And we were like processing that. And then this hit. And so we were, when his bladder stopped working, it just felt like a very big blow. But just watching him and go through all this pain and still, try to make us laugh and still say it's a good day and all this, it really does help to be like, he's the one actually going through this. Yes, it's hard on us because we're watching our kid hurt and watching our kid go through things that we've never had to go through. And I feel like this month alone, he's been in more pain than I've ever been in, probably in my entire life combined. But watching him just overcome big things and still smile and still find joy all throughout the day really has been eye-opening to me, and it encourages me to do the same.
It sounds like your daughter Blakely's a little warrior too.
She is. She's a mama bear, and she adores Cooper, and she is very grateful. There's a medicine that you can give that's called carbidopa levodopa, and it slows that condition down and it takes away most of the symptoms. And before this, she was in a lot of pain, wasn't want to play on the playground, hurting all night and hurting all day. And once we gave her that medicine, she was falling a lot, dropping things a lot. It really affects your whole body. And once we gave her to that, it took away most of those symptoms, and she's pretty stable for now. And she's like, I think God did this because my birthday is in June, and he knew the best gift he could give me was being pain-free. And so she's very thankful to be pain-free, and she's also very sympathetic to Cooper just because, you know, she's been able to take this medicine that's kind of considered a miracle drug for people that have that, because a lot of people with her condition don't get diagnosed as fast. And so they will completely lose the ability to walk and use their arms, and some of them even swallow. And then they can take this medicine, and most of them can fully regain, well, mostly regain function. And so it really is a miracle drug. And so she's very in tune to that, knowing that it is a huge deal that we got a diagnosis that's so rare, so fast, and she's ready to get Cooper feeling better too.
Siblings made for each other, it sounds like.
Yes, it's funny you said that. My friend said, I know it's really bad right now because both of your kids now have something, these painful conditions, but she was like, think about how they're going to be able to be there for each other as they get older and really relate to each other on a different level that even you and your husband can't really do for them. And she's like, they're always going to have each other. They're going to get what the other one's going through. And I really hadn't even thought of that because everything was so new that my brain hadn't even went there yet. And it was such a beautiful thought to think about them being able to have that bond and understand what the other one's going through on some level.
How about support from family and friends during this time?
The support has been amazing. I'm so thankful for everyone. When we went to Boston, people helped us get there. We had people share their resources, whether it be their like miles or their prayers or just messaging me, you know, just beautiful testimonies or just encouraging words. And I've just been overwhelmed by the amount of people that have just, they're rooting for us, and it just means so much. And I'm thankful for the moms that I've met that have the same conditions as my kids. That has just been such a blessing for me to be able to message my friend on Facebook that has the same condition, be like, this is happening, or how do I do this with this catheter? Is this, you know, and it's just nice to have people relate. And chronic pain is just so hard to watch your kids have chronic pain. And it's nice being able to talk to other moms that get what that feeling is to watch your kid just hurt all the time so much. And it's just, it's helpful to be able to build those relationships.
Absolutely. And I want people who are listening to build a relationship with your family, to connect with your family and understand Cooper's situation, understand Blakely's situation. And I want you to be able to share how they can do that.
Yes, I would love that. I'm an open book too. I do have a TikTok, and it's under Jordan Burdett. I have a Facebook that they can message me on that's under Jordan Burdett. I don't accept people I don't know on there, but I do message through people that have questions through Messenger. But I'm an open book, and even if, you know, your child doesn't have the condition that my child has, I just love talking to people about advocating and encouraging people to listen to their instincts, because that can be so hard when you have people telling you that you're overreacting or that things aren't what they seem, when you know that they are. And any time I can help somebody kind of build them up. It's hard when you go into a doctor's appointment and you're trying to get help, and it's just such a nerve-wracking feeling to do that, to feel, you know, like you know what you're talking about, you know. And anytime I can build someone up, encourage them to trust their gut. And if you're wrong, it's okay. Like if they really don't have this or that, that's okay too. At least you're moving forward and figuring out how to best help your kid. And I would love to be there for anyone that needs someone to talk to. I'm not always super fast at responding, but it's not because I don't care. I can just be slow to respond at times.
That's excellent. Now, you mentioned that Blakely has a birthday in June. Mine is June the 12th. When is Blakely's?
Hers is June 25th.
Got it.
She will be 8 years old.
Same age as my daughter.
Oh, really?
Cora is 8, just a few months older than Blakely.
Oh, that's a fun age.
I love it. And I want to make sure that we recognize both of your children, Cooper and Blakely. I have what's called the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award, and so I want to recognize both of your children with that special award for what they've gone through, the strength that they're showing, the bright spot that they are. Like my grandmother used to say, she would say I was her bright spot. Your children certainly sound like your bright spots, Jordan.
They are. They are. They both are bright spots. And Blakely is always just the most positive kid, and she just always looks for the best in everyone in every situation. So, yes, thank you.
Well, congratulations to both of them. And, Jordan, I'm glad that you've been able to share about Cooper today and tethered spinal cord, which many people probably did not know about until today. But again, thanks to Emily Bourne for sharing about this situation so that we could find out more about it and now get on the same page with your family and support Cooper and Blakely and you and Sean as you all face this together.
Well, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you. And Emily is so great. And I really appreciate her telling me a little bit about you and kind of linking us up.
Absolutely. Jordan Burdett, folks. She is a mom to Cooper and to Blakely, our newest recipients of the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. Here we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. And if you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. They need to hear this show. They need to hear about the difference makers that are all around us, around this country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can now hear the Mark White Show public affairs program every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on 98.1 The Beat from Rocket City Broadcasting. You can also go to 981thebeat.com and you can listen at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time to that show every Sunday morning. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.